This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. For several seasons now, Jesus Muñoz Flamenco has been casting a modern eye on very traditional flamenco styles and structures. The local company returns this weekend to Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center with 1929, a show looking at vintage flamenco rhythms in music and dance from the early 20th century. With us this morning is the company's artistic director, dancer, and choreographer, Jesus Muñoz. Jesus, great to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Spencer. Nice to see you as well.
Why did you choose the year 1929?
1929 for me was like a platform year. It was, you know, years of listening to different kinds of music, different epochs, different eras. And then I got stuck on this Manuel Vallejo, Jasiguería, at that time period. I was realizing, I was like, that really sounds a lot different than what we're dancing now. This isn't the same rhythm we're dancing right now. And so I was like, what if we took that rhythm and we put it in today and we actually started developing that? We also pay homage and respect to other artists within that golden age, 1860 to 1960. But we even venture out of that 1960 year by incorporating modern day rhythms.
And how were these distinctive rhythms from earlier in the 20th century, the late 19th century, how were they preserved? How have you been able to copy them?
Oh, they were actually preserved through different videos, different archives. The way I got a hold of it was Magna Antología del Cante Flamenco. It's like a whole series of albums. But the recording is pretty harsh because of the years that it was recorded in. It was like recording with a megaphone. So you don't get all that complexity in there. So you kind of, in a sense, have to imagine what it was, and you have to follow the melody. So what I do a lot of times in dance, instead of always following the tempo, I start following the melody.
For modern audiences and for lay audiences, mm-hmm. I would include myself in that category. What might we see as different in these rhythms from what we generally see in flamenco?
Uniqueness in tone. We use different tunings than even standard flamenco. We started venturing out into tunings where the guitar, for example, in this piece, in the 1929, the Siguería piece, he tunes every single string off. Okay. Sometimes it does that so that off-tuning gives it a dirty sound. It makes it feel bigger.
I love that, the dirty sound.
Yeah, it'll make it sound like it's a thicker chord. It almost sounds like there's more people playing than it is just one guitarist.
You've got a great international cast. You're bringing people from all over mm-hmm. for this. Give us an idea of what audiences are actually going to see Friday and Saturday night at the NHCC.
It's a half dance, half music, and that's been what my concerts are. It's half dance, half music. And when I say half dance, half music, you just have the musicians playing for an entire piece. We have two dancers, two singers, a guitarist, and our percussionist, Gerard Catumba. You will have the rhythms and cantes and things that aren't usually heard anywhere. You know, it's not likely that you're going to get all these same, we talk about palos and rhythms. You're not going to get all those things in one concert here, especially in this region.
Remind us, it's been a while since we've spoken. What do you want to do with your company? I know there is a focus on traditional mm-hmm. forms of flamenco.
I want to have a big sound. I want to have the company that not only pushes ideas in music, but also takes those ideas, is able to develop those ideas, and make traditional sounding and old cantes and all these things cool.
Wow. Jesus Muñoz and his company performed vintage flamenco in the show 1929, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets, call 724-4771. For information on the company, go to casaflamenca.org. Jesus, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.